Thank you for joining me today as we begin another week of brand new teaching here on God Is. As you know, if you've been with us, we're in the Gospel according to John chapter 21 right now. And when we left off on Friday, I was telling you about how Jesus restored Peter's confidence. Over the last couple of weeks, we have been following two of Jesus' most intimate disciples, Peter and John, in the Bible. And we got down here to John 21 and this encounter that the resurrected Jesus has with his disciples after he served them breakfast on the beach. As we studied, Peter has failed the Lord miserably. Jesus predicted that Peter would deny that Peter ever even knew the Lord. And sure enough, as the scripture says, Peter did just that three times. Peter lost his confidence because of his failure, because of his sin. But right here in the verses we looked at last week, and we pick up again today, we watch Jesus restore his confidence in Peter's life. And we all very much need this story because we too have failed our Savior, Jesus Christ. And when we sin, we lose confidence. But praise the Lord. As we repent of our sin, as we confess our sins to Jesus, he comes to us in forgiveness and restores our confidence in him. Now, last time we left off at the end of verse 17 of John chapter 21. And so as we get going today, I first want to reread the text to you. I'll read John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, and then talk to you about three phrases that Jesus uses as he talks to Peter. These three phrases tell Peter that Jesus has forgiven him and that Peter is restored to accomplish all that God has in mind for Peter to do. This is John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to Peter, "Tend my lambs." Jesus said to Peter again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to Peter, "Shepherd my sheep." Jesus said to Peter the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to Peter, "Tend my sheep." We have already covered the key word here, and that is the word love. And if you missed that, I urge you to go back and listen to the podcast of those broadcasts. Our discussion of two different uses of the word love was on Thursday and Friday last week, August 2nd and 3rd. Here's what you do to get those free podcasts. In your web browser, type in 590amtheword.com, and then click More at the top of the page, and when the drop-down box appears, click Podcasts. God Is will be right there. Click that and scroll a short ways to August 2nd and 3rd, and listen. Believe me, what I then say today will make much more sense to you. The podcasts are there, free of charge for you, so please take advantage of them. And how to get the podcast will be given to you again at the conclusion of today's broadcast. Now, as I read these verses, you will have heard three similar statements by Jesus in response to what Peter says as Jesus questions Peter's love. Here are those statements by Jesus. Verse 15, "Tend my lambs." Verse 16, "Shepherd my sheep." And in verse 17, "Tend my sheep." I'll give these to you again. All of this is in John chapter 21, verse 15, "Tend my lambs." Verse 16, "Shepherd my sheep." And in verse 17, "Tend my sheep." Now, what in the world is Jesus talking about here? Let me answer that. And perhaps the easiest way to do this is to first tell you what Jesus means by lambs and sheep. In each of these three phrases, lambs or sheep are mentioned. And notice also that whoever the lambs and sheep are, they belong to Jesus. In our Bibles, the word my, M-Y, my, is capital M. Why? Because Jesus is describing what belongs to him. My means Jesus. And who are these lambs and sheep? They are the disciples of Jesus, the followers of Christ. They are Christ's people. And not just at that time, but for all time. So that if you are within the sound of my voice and you are a genuine Christian person, then you are one of Jesus' lambs and one of Jesus' sheep. Jesus uses the metaphor of his followers as sheep throughout the Gospels, and the Bible refers to the people of God as sheep throughout the entirety of both the Old and New Testaments. The classic example from the Old Testament is, of course, Psalm 23. David begins his psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." What do shepherd? They shepherd sheep. King David saw himself as one of God's sheep. And then in the Gospels, Jesus uses the metaphor of him being the shepherd and we being the sheep. I'm thinking of John chapter 10. Listen, for example, to John chapter 10, verse 11. This is Jesus speaking, "I am the good shepherd." And then in verse 27, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So Jesus is the good shepherd, and we, Christ's disciples, are his sheep. We are the sheep of his pasture. What a wonderful, colorful, and vivid metaphor. Now let's apply this back to what Jesus says to Peter three times in John chapter 21. In verse 15, "Tend my lambs." In verse 16, "Shepherd my sheep." And in verse 17, "Tend my sheep." Jesus is commanding Peter to lead Christ's people in the future. Jesus is giving Peter an assignment. "Peter, be my under-shepherd. I am the great," or "I am the lead shepherd. But you, Peter, will be my human representative on earth, and you'll lead other people to follow me, to come to me as their good shepherd. In short, Peter, establish my church in the world and lead it." And just so you really get this, because I really want you to see this, let's just take one of these three phrases in John chapter 21 and see exactly how this played itself out in the life of Peter as we follow him along in the pages of the Bible that follow. So I will just choose the first one. Jesus said to Peter, "Tend my lambs." That's in John chapter 21 and verse 15. "Tend my lambs." And now let's go over to the first book of the Bible that this man Peter wrote. He wrote two letters that are included in our New Testaments, 1st and 2nd Peter. If you have never read these letters, then you're missing out. A spiritually profitable and fruitful exercise is to read about the relationship between Jesus and Peter in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as we are doing, and to simultaneously read 1st and 2nd Peter. You'll easily see how Peter applies what Jesus taught him in Peter's own correspondence to the Christians scattered throughout provinces and what we now know as the nation of Turkey. Anyway, I'll read to you now 1 Peter chapter 5 and parts of verses 2 and 4. I do not have time to read all of, say, verses 1 through 5, but I encourage you to do that on your own today. I'm just giving a flavor for how in 1 Peter, Peter applied what Jesus taught him with the words, "Tend my lambs," in John 21. But just before I read, I'll tell you that Peter is here addressing these comments to elders. He means by that spiritual leaders such that we have in our churches to this very day, or ought to have in our churches today. I realize that not all of our churches have elders, but I believe it is biblical to do so. So listen now to 1 Peter chapter 5 and parts of verses 2 and 4. "Shepherd the flock of God among you." And verse 4, "And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory." There it is. The same command Jesus gave to Peter in John 21 is now the instruction that Peter gives to these elders in 1 Peter 5. Listen to the metaphor of the shepherd and sheep, or shepherd and lambs. "Shepherd the flock of God among you." And then in verse 4, Peter calls Jesus the chief shepherd. I hope you see that. Because there it is. Peter sees the Christians to whom he addresses his letter as the flock of God. He sees them as sheep, and that is why he tells the spiritual leaders to shepherd them. And Peter never again lost sight of who the chief shepherd is. That's always Jesus. Do you see how John 21 and the encounter between Jesus and Peter is reflected in Peter's own words to the churches? Well, I submit to you that Peter lost confidence, but that confidence had been restored. As we learned on Friday, Peter had sinned. He became confident, deficient. The same thing happens to us. Remember my definition of confidence. Confidence is reliance on Christ. Day in and day out, Christ invests confidence in us as we rely on Him. But then we have a stretch or a season in our lives when we do not rely on Christ. We rely on ourselves or we rely on others and we sin. We fail Jesus. But we can be sure that Jesus will encounter us and He will ask, "Do you love me?" By love, Jesus means a total commitment to Him. And we will say, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." We repent, we express sorrow for our sin, and Jesus does for us what He did for Peter. He forgives us, and He restores our confidence. And we, like our older brother Peter, get moving again, confidently, for Christ in the world. I do not believe Peter could have written 1 and 2 Peter if Peter lacked confidence. You can read the letters for yourself and tell me, does he sound like an apostle who lacks confidence? When we read John 21 and 1 Peter 5 side by side, we see that Peter must have had his confidence restored by Christ on the beach on that morning so many centuries ago. Peter went on to become the apostle through whom the church was established and led. Isn't it extraordinary what Christ's men and Christ's women, full of Christ's confidence, can do for Him? If you are a confident Christian, you can bear much spiritual fruit for Christ. And tomorrow, we will go down to the next couple of verses in John chapter 21 and see what else Jesus predicts that a confident Peter will do for Him. So I hope that you will invite a friend to join you, and then come along again tomorrow as we continue to learn, all of us, together with one another and the Bible, that God is our confidence.